Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, around the world via the internet and satellite. And by the way, we are now heard on iTunes as well. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working out there this holiday weekend, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, however you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and check out the things we have over there. Remember, the podcast is over there. The live stream is over there. When we're on the air live, we are streaming live the actual radio show right there in thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. If you can't get it any other way, you can get it right there. The live link's right there. Click on it, and boom, you're listening. And then it plays the loop of the show, the last show, for the 4 hours or whatever, over and over and over again till the next new show comes up. So there you go. All right, joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. How about it?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not that I really care for AOC, but AOC tweeted out a message here a short time ago. Rashida Tlaib and I have already authored an amendment and have it ready to vote to make the checks $2,000 on the stimulus package, the COVID stimulus package.
Yeah, this is really quite interesting. Of course, it makes for strange bedfellows, I think, but certainly the idea of raising that stimulus amount, I think is playing pretty well across the country.
I don't have any problem with raising the amount as long as they go back in and get rid of some of that crap that's in there that shouldn't be there.
Well,
and that's where they can get their money from. Take the money from there and use it for the people, for the American people.
Absolutely. Because, again, why is it that, again, can we have one bill, one particular emergency bill for the American people that doesn't have to follow the same structure and just be for them?
And Nancy Pelosi doesn't give a rat's behind about you folks out there that are suffering. Neither does Chuck Schumer, because they are hurting for nothing.
Well, that's right. I can't imagine $600 would even fill up all of the ice cream in Nancy Pelosi's freezer.
Yeah, so you remember that when you vote down up there in Georgia. You remember that when you vote in Georgia. Warnock, the warhead or whatever the hell, you know, the radical minister up there, he's not the answer. Neither is that other guy. What the hell's his name?
You've got one arc running, and then you're right. The other guy's
Osser, Offer, whatever it is, I don't care his name. That's how impressed I am with him. But you can't elect those people, or it's going to be worse than what it is now. Believe me, and I'm not making this up. Go ask somebody that's living up there in a blue state. All right, ICE, 4,000 plus known or suspected gang members, including those in MS-13, were deported in fiscal year 2020. Meanwhile, your state, picking on you again, your state, California, releases people from the prison, and we don't even know where they went.
Well, that's right, because they don't want them to get caught up by ICE, basically. But here's the thing, Captain. You know, Joe Biden has made the promise, basically. He's going to put a 100-day moratorium on deportations by ICE. And again, who were ICE deporting? Well, they were deporting a lot of people belonging to the MS-13 gang members. They were deporting others who have done, terrible crimes. They had criminal convictions or pending criminal charges and so on.
Yep.
And so now you've got the people lining up to say, oh, good, well Biden's not going to do this.
So long as you mention the mouse, Joe Biden, let's mention what it is. He plans to do 7 things on day one while he's in the White House to start undoing the Trump administration's changes over the past 4 years of government. What's he going to do?
Well, number one, he's going to send a DACA bill to Congress. But again, President Trump would have been happy to sign a DACA bill, but the Democrats wouldn't do a deal, again, not give Trump a win. But then also, Captain, he's going to reverse the travel ban, the so-called Muslim ban. It's not a Muslim ban.
Nope.
It's a ban of countries that can't vet people so that we don't know if they're terrorists coming into the country. Then he's also going to get back into the Paris Climate Agreement.
Yep, wonderful.
Yeah, that's like day one. That'll give John Kerry something to do. He's going to issue some kind of executive order on masks. I think that's going to cover mostly anything to do with federal buildings.
Federal buildings he can do. Anything else he can't.
Well, exactly, because the president doesn't have that kind of power to tell everybody to wear a mask.
And how about Iran?
Well, I think they're going to try to get back into this Iran nuclear.
Well, they've already stated that is their intention. So that's what we're going to be seeing here, folks. And again, there's only one way to put the stopgap in there, the big break, the big wall in the middle to make that sure that doesn't happen. There's only one way to do it, and it's reelecting at least one, if not both, of the Republican senators in Georgia so that the Republicans maintain a majority. Then we have that buffer, and they can't just do carte blanche and anything they want to do.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, this particular runoff election is in a different space now than it would have ever been on November the 3rd. In terms of where the country is and what people are thinking, because they have seen the coming attractions of the Biden administration, and it gives them a good reason to vote to keep it in check.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And when we come back, I got a little something else to throw in the mix. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you're having a great holiday. Hope that your Christmas is everything you hoped it would be. And we'll look forward to next year coming up soon.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, the good thing about Auto Glass America is that if you've got a windshield and it's got a crack or a chip in it, you got gold waiting in that windshield that could hand $100 right in your hand, right in your lap, could put $100 right in your hand. Because if you give it an inspection and if your windshield's chipped or cracked, you will get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, we've had a lot of people that have taken advantage of this, and they know that there's no fooling, no kidding around here. They'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, truck, or van you're driving. And if you're in Florida, all you need to have is Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they will come to you. Auto Glass America will come to you, your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield with that warranty, and $100 will be dumped right in your hand when you tell me the Captain Matt Bruce sent you. So the number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, that's it. That's it. That's it. Well, you know, in taking a look at all the situations that we have going across America right now, we just have to look again at California and some of the ridiculous things going on out there. First of all, a doctor
was fired. I'm not sure if he was at a hospital. Pretty sure he was. Don't know which one. After he wrote a letter questioning the impact of the COVID lockdown, he went against the governor, saying that there was no scientific evidence and produced evidence of his own that there was no reason for the lockdown, and he got fired.
He did, Captain. He worked as a medical director, trauma medical director, for a place called John Muir Health, and he wrote a letter to health officials in Contra Costa County, California, and he just wondered how effective the lockdown actually is. So this is, and he talked about this, Captain, this is a direct quote. He says, as all the data I'm aware of, looking at the children and the virus, shows that it's safe, basically, to reopen the schools. But here's the thing. We live now in a world, in a society, where you have the allowed scientific viewpoint, and then you have the disallowed scientific viewpoint. One would think, here's someone who's a medical doctor drawing conclusions from data that he is observing, and yet it's not subject to peer review, it's not subject to discussion, it's not subject to, hey, is this right or wrong? It's simply, you can't say that, and you'll, and so the health, John Muir Health evidently said they have simply not renewed the contract they had with this doctor, Dr. Michael Dubois Blanc, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Now, restaurants are having a lot of problems, right?
Very much so, yes.
They're about to have more. Have you heard the latest?
What's that?
Restaurants could require servers to share the tips they get with everybody inside under the new Labor Department rule that's coming.
Well, very interesting.
That is going to, who would want to be a waiter or waitress after that?
Well, again, we'll see, that is the same kind of thing, Captain, as the participation trophy. You know?
And this is a federal thing that I didn't even know about.
Well, exactly. But again, a lot of times, you know, you see these servers, men and women, and they really hustle, and they serve the customer, and they know the regulars, they know what they like, they know it's, and they just simply do a great job because they know that they're going to be rewarded for that. But now if you take that away and it says, no matter what you do, you're going to have to give your tip money that you earned by being such a great server and give it to somebody else just because they happen to be there, that's no incentive. Don't you think that you're not going to see the kind of service level that people grow accustomed to? Takes away all incentive.
What does the word tips mean to begin with?
Well, typically it's something over to gratuity, over and above what you're paying for.
What's it mean? What's the word tips mean? T-I-P-S.
Yeah, what is that?
To ensure perfect service, and if you don't get it, you don't have to give it.
Very good. Well, that's.
I'm sure. I'm positive. That's what it means. I know. That's been the rule for years. But anyway, we'll see what happens, and I hope to hell they don't enforce that. But they're talking about it. This is IRS and the Department of Labor that came up with this new rule. Well, it's going to make it fair, and everyone will share. No. Some people are much better than others. All right. Well, let's talk about again. Something the GOP attorneys general now are backing the NRA and their lawsuit against the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who's gone after everybody that seems could breathe anything that was red, white, and blue.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, these things are always, it's a war of attrition, you know, that we see with these kinds of things, especially with Second Amendment issues and so forth. It's a whittling down over time. It doesn't change by 5 o'clock next Tuesday, but give them 30, 40, 50 years, they'll make a real impact.
Yeah. Have you heard about New Jersey and what they've had to say about the billions of dollars in taxes that they're not getting because many people that work in New York State and New York City in particular are working remotely from home, so therefore they should be paying taxes in New Jersey, not New York.
Well, again,
I'm serious.
Well, you see, the more that people find ways to adapt, especially with the COVID-19 shutdowns, lockdowns, et cetera, the more that people find a way to adapt so that they can survive and do their job, will they keep coming after them?
You people in New Jersey, you better be aware of this one because the New Jersey legislature is getting ready to legislate. And if you're working in your home And even though you work or are gainfully employed in New York, they're going to consider that income you make in New Jersey, even though you made it in New York, as income in New Jersey. Look out. They're going to try to nail you. They really are. Now, an emotional Rush Limbaugh yesterday did his last broadcast for 2020. Not his last broadcast forever, I don't believe. I think he's still... I know his health is faltering big time, but he got very emotional because his days are numbered and he knows it.
Yes, this is such a very sad thing, and everybody's praying for Rush. Everybody loves Rush. He is just, to say he wrote the book on all talk radio and conservative talk radio would be an understatement. Absolutely. And so again, what can you say? Without somebody like Rush Limbaugh, we wouldn't be having the kinds of programming that we have even today. And he was like the original, I want to say social media, but he was the original person getting out a different viewpoint out there on the radio. And by the way, Captain, so many imitators have come along, and especially on the left, they tried to imitate Rush Limbaugh. They didn't. They thought they could have the same kind of success, but it's the message. It's not the presentation, it's the message, and Rush has always had it. And he's also got the presentation, but we'll just say there is only one Rush Limbaugh.
Right. And by the way, Steve in Thailand is chiming in saying, forcing waiters and waitress staff to share tips sounds like the way of communism to me. Nothing is yours except what the state lets you have. Well, yeah, there's some truth in that, but I'm telling you, this is the Department of Labor and Internal Revenue Service that's going back and forth on this, and they may or may not do this. We don't know, but I'm just telling you it's out there. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, Georgia, the top election official in Georgia has joined the Republican Party in a call to restrict absentee voting.
Well, good. I mean, again, this is, as I was saying before, this whole thing is existing now in a different space. We know what the corruption looks like. We know what the cheating looks like, and we know when something is getting out of hand, and going against the basic fairness that we're supposed to have in our elections. And this is the absentee ballot thing is one way that they're able to finagle this stuff.
Well, I know one other thing. I know that there's 4,000 to 5,000, maybe 6,000 now, because the number went up in the last couple of days, Republican lawyers as well as professional election people that travel election poll watchers, election watchers, that sort of thing, that are going to be keeping their eyeballs glued to the absentee ballots to make sure that the signatures are verified, and if the addresses don't match and the signatures don't match, then guess what? That vote is not going to count.
Well, exactly right. And that goes to the very heart of what the basic fundamental fairness that the American people believe in, that they live their lives by the way, and that they expect. But yet we're being told by the mass media, by Democrat politicians, officials, and others that, if you think that way, you're some kind of conspiracy theorist, or you're just a Trumper, or you're a chump, or you all these stuff, and it's just really terrible.
Now, I went to a bank yesterday, and I made a deposit, and because of the size of the check that I deposited in the check, I had to show my identification so it verified, that it was me making it, and I was the person on the check and all that. Gee, wouldn't it be nice if we did that at all of the elections?
Yeah, well, exactly. You need an ID to do almost everything
else. You betcha. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kyle and I, when we come back, we're going to talk about a little movie stuff here. And by the way, we got a little something to play here as well. And we're going to talk about the movie Die Hard. Wait till you hear us talk about that and some things that I'll bet you didn't know. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A Christmas morning explosion in Nashville wounded at least three people. Police responding to a call of gunshots called for hazmat crews and started evacuating buildings. Moments later, a vehicle exploded, shattering windows and damaging property in the downtown area. Authorities say it appears to be an intentional act.
As officers responded, they encountered an RV that had a recording saying that a potential bomb would detonate within 15 minutes.
That's Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The FBI and ATF are investigating. This woman tells News Channel 5 she heard the gunshots and that message.
The whole front of our building is blown up. If that person had just detonated that bomb with no warning and no gunshots, we would have been either very seriously injured or killed.
Authorities said they are not aware of any other imminent danger to the city. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, the good thing about Auto Glass America is that if you've got a windshield and it's got a crack or a chip in it, you got gold waiting in that windshield that could hand $100 right in your hand, right in your lap, could put $100 right in your hand. Because if you give it an inspection and if your windshield's chipped or cracked, you will get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, we've had a lot of people that have taken advantage of this, and they know that there's no fooling, no kidding around here. They'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, truck, or van you're driving. And if you're in Florida, all you need to have is Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, they will come to you. Auto Glass America will come to you, your home or office, process your insurance claim, give you a premium quality windshield with that warranty, and $100 will be dumped right in your hand when you tell me, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. So the number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, that's it. That's it. That's it. Well, you know, in taking a look at all the situations that we have going across America right now, we just have to look again at California and some of the ridiculous things going on out there. First of all, a doctor was fired. I'm not sure if he was at a hospital. Pretty sure he was. Don't know which one. After he wrote a letter questioning the impact of the COVID lockdown. He went against the governor, saying that there was no scientific evidence and produced evidence of his own that there was no reason for the lockdown, and he got fired.
He did, Captain. He worked as a medical director, trauma medical director, for a place called John Muir Health. And he wrote a letter to health officials in Contra Costa County, California, and he just wondered how effective the lockdown actually is. So this is, and he talked about this, Captain, this is a direct quote. He says, as all the data I'm aware of, looking at the children and the virus, shows that it's safe, basically, to reopen the schools. But here's the thing. We live now in a world, in a society, where you have the allowed scientific viewpoint, and then you have the disallowed scientific viewpoint. One would think, here's someone who's a medical doctor drawing conclusions from data that he is observing, and yet it's not subject to peer review, it's not subject to discussion, it's not subject to, hey, is this right or wrong? It's simply, you can't say that, and so the health John Muir Health evidently said they have simply not renewed the contract they had with this doctor, Dr. Michael Dubois Blanc, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Now, restaurants are having a lot of problems, right?
Very much so, yes.
They're about to have more. Have you heard the latest?
What's that?
Restaurants could require servers to share the tips they get with everybody inside under the new Labor Department rule that's coming.
Well, very interesting.
Who would want to be a waiter or a waitress after that?
Well, again, we'll see. That is the same kind of thing, Captain, as the participation trophy. You know,
and this is a federal thing that I didn't even know about.
Well, exactly. But again, a lot of times, you know, you see these servers, men and women, and they really hustle, and they serve the customer, and they know the regulars, they know what they like, they know it's, and they just simply do a great job because they know that they're going to be rewarded for that. But now if you take that away and it says no matter what you do, you're going to have to give your tip money that you earned by being such a great server and give it to somebody else just because they happen to be there, that's no incentive. Don't you think that you're not going to see the kind of service level that people grow accustomed to? Takes away all incentive.
What does the word tips mean to begin with?
Well, typically it's something over to gratuity, over and above what you're paying for.
What's it mean? What's the word tips mean? T-I-P-S.
Yeah, what is that?
To ensure perfect service, and if you don't get it, you don't have to give it.
Very good. Well, that's.
I'm sure. I'm positive. That's what it means. I know. That's been the rule for years. But anyway, we'll see what happens, and I hope to hell they don't enforce that. But they're talking about it. This is IRS and the Department of Labor that came up with this new rule. Well, it's going to make it fair, and everyone will share. No. Some people are much better than others. All right. Well, let's talk about something. The GOP attorneys general now are backing the NRA and their lawsuit against the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who's gone after everybody that seems could breathe anything that was red, white, and blue.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, these things are always, it's a war of attrition, you know, that we see with these kinds of things, especially with Second Amendment issues and so forth. It's a whittling down over time. It doesn't change by 5 o'clock next Tuesday, but give them 30, 40, 50 years, they'll make a real impact.
Yeah. Have you heard about New Jersey and what they've had to say about the billions of dollars in taxes that they're not getting because many people that work in New York State and New York City in particular are working remotely from home, so therefore they should be paying taxes in New Jersey, not New York.
Well,
Again, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Well, you see, the more that people find ways to adapt, especially with the COVID-19 shutdowns, lockdowns, et cetera, the more that people find a way to adapt so that they can survive and do their job, well, they keep coming after them.
You people in New Jersey, you better be aware of this one, because the New Jersey legislature is getting ready to legislate. And if you're working in your home, and even though you work or are gainfully employed in New York, they're going to consider that income you make in New Jersey, even though you made it in New York, as income in New Jersey. Look out. They're going to try to nail you. They really are. Now, an emotional Rush Limbaugh yesterday did his last broadcast for 2020. Not his last broadcast forever, I don't believe. I think he's still... I know his health is faltering big time, but he got very emotional because his days are numbered and he knows it.
Yes, that's a very sad thing, and everybody's praying for Rush. Everybody loves Rush. He is just, to say he wrote the book on all talk radio and conservative talk radio would be an understatement. Absolutely. And so again, what can you say? Without somebody like Rush Limbaugh, we wouldn't be having the kinds of programming that we have even today. And he was like the original, I want to say social media, but he was the original person getting out a different viewpoint out there on the radio. And by the way, Captain, so many imitators have come along, and especially on the left, they tried to imitate Rush Limbaugh. They didn't. They thought they could have the same kind of success. But it's the message. It's not the presentation. It's the message, and Rush always had it. And he's also got the presentation, but we'll just say there is only one Rush Limbaugh.
Right. And by the way, Steve in Thailand is chiming in saying, forcing waiters and waitress staff to share tips sounds like the way of communism to me. Nothing is yours except what the state lets you have. Well, yeah, there's some truth in that, but I'm telling you, this is the Department of Labor and Internal Revenue Service that's going back and forth on this, and they may or may not do this. We don't know, but I'm just telling you, it's out there. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, Georgia, the top election official in Georgia has joined the Republican Party in a call to restrict absentee voting.
Well, good. I mean, again, this is, as I was saying before, this whole thing is existing now in a different space. We know what the corruption looks like. We know what the cheating looks like, and we know when something is getting out of hand, and going against the basic fairness that we are supposed to have in our elections. And this is the absentee ballot thing is one way that they're able to finagle this stuff.
Well, I know one other thing. I know that there's 4,000 to 5,000, maybe 6,000 now, because the number went up in the last couple of days, Republican lawyers as well as professional election people that travel election poll watchers, election watchers, that sort of thing, that are going to be keeping their eyeballs glued to the absentee ballots to make sure that the signatures are verified, and if the addresses don't match and the signatures don't match, then guess what? That vote is not going to count.
Well, exactly right. And that goes to the very heart of what the basic fundamental fairness that the American people believe in, that they live their lives by the way, and that they expect. But yet we're being told by the mass media, by Democrat politicians, officials, and others that, if you think that way, you're some kind of conspiracy theorist, or you're just a Trumper, or you're a chump, or you all these stuff, and it's just really terrible.
Now, I went to a bank yesterday, and I made a deposit, and because of the size of the check that I deposited in the check, I had to show my identification so it verified, that it was me making it, and I was the person on the check and all that. Gee, wouldn't it be nice if we did that at all of the elections?
Yeah, well, exactly. You need an ID to do almost everything else.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kyle and I, when we come back, we're going to talk about a little movie stuff here. And by the way, we got a little something to play here as well. And we're going to talk about the movie Die Hard. Wait till you hear us talk about that and some things that I'll bet you didn't know. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high.
From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We do appreciate you so very much, and we appreciate her year-round. She's always got those liners in there for us. And by the way, cowboylogic.us is where you can find out more about her and her husband, Don. Now, this portion of the program, our truckers
Rutgers Highway and Byway Repo. It is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Tell them you heard me talking about them on my radio show. The captain was talking about you on the Captain's America Third Watch and said, if I told you that I'd been listening to him, that I'd get me a free cup of coffee, well, guess what? You will. You will. So go in there and get her done and then become a member of the Drivers Club, because every gallon of fuel you buy, anything you buy in the way of food, anything you buy out of the store in the way of supplies, you're going to get points. You'll be able to use them to discount off the products you need the next time, or use them in the catalog in the driver's room. Now, for all you guys and gals out there that like Nancy Pelosi, this, that, and the other, I wasn't able to find what one person specified. But this is the trucker's version of maybe a little bit about Nancy Pelosi, what she might like. And I'll explain after we get done with this one.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes. 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song, and that goes out to all those Nancy Pelosi lovers, including little old Nancy P herself. Now, Kyle, are you there?
I'm here.
Back in the day, we had something called lot lizards that used to come up to the driver's trucks or even the RVs and campers. And, of course, they were the ladies of the night, and they'd knock on the door, and they'd want to know if you wanted a thrill or whatnot. And the way that we kept them away from the trucks and the motorhomes was you would take an item of your wife's underwear and either hang it from the mirror if you were in an RV or just put it up where people could see it on the visor and the girls would leave you alone.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. And that's what it did. Now, I'm saying that because Nancy Pelosi back in the day was quite the looker. And little old Nancy P did a lot of bathing suit modeling. And there are pictures of her out there on the Internet, if you go looking, of her at car shows, standing in front of a car with her nice bathing suit on, and also different functions that she did. She was a model, and she got paid very handsomely to go out. I won't say there was anything suggestive about it, but according to the time of the day, because they had one-piece bathing suits, because this was back when men were men and women were proud of it, she conformed to the standards of the day, but you could still see a little cleavage and showed a lot of leg.
Well, yes, as you said, that was back in the day, though, for Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but I'm just letting people know that she's come a long way, baby, but no, she can't live that one down. We're going to remind everybody about that one, so there you go. Now, let's talk about the weather, because we have a major storm system that's been moving all weekend long. Started out here a couple days ago. It's been moving all weekend long across from the Midwest into the Northeast, and it's been bringing cold weather. We've got below zero temperatures with a wind chill. Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Wisconsin, northern part of Michigan, wind chills are just freezing cold, as well as parts of Iowa. Had a blizzard warning. Minnesota and central Iowa, that's moving across to the east with winter storm warnings and lots of snow. By the way, right now, Michigan, winter storm warning there as the storm continues to move to the east, coming across. That's I-94 right there, that where I'm looking at that. Lee shore of Lake Michigan, too. Snow, lake effect snow in Michigan, just like upstate New York. But the storm moving over the east is going to bring some areas of heavy rainfall, but where it's not raining because the temperature warmed up a little bit, it's snowing along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, especially from Oswego up to Watertown, the St. Lawrence Seaway, over there towards Buffalo. You have got a winter storm warning from about Cleveland all the way along I-90 to just south of Buffalo right now, and then there's rain off to the east. However, that rain is not going to stay there. The weather's going to get colder. It's going to snow. It's going going to go right into New England, right up the East Coast, and away. Here we go again. Snow halfway across Pennsylvania, winter storm warning in West Virginia, Kentucky, parts of Ohio, southeastern part of Ohio. That'll move over into mountains of Maryland, also the mountains of Virginia. I-81, you're going to have winter travel advisory going up north all the way from about just east of Knoxville, where 40 comes across, all the way up to central New York. So be advised of that one. Now, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are watching a winter storm watch this weekend in Northern California. This is going to be north of Redding, but also ahead west of that, pardon me, east of that, into the area of Susanville, going up 395 there. Also in the Klamath National Forest area there. This is all going to be east of Eureka as well. So we're going to be watching that this weekend. Also, rain in Portland and Seattle over the weekend. Again, looks like that's what's going to happen there. Some snow coming into places like Great Falls, Montana, and also looking at some winds, of course, in the southeastern portion of Wyoming, Cheyenne and Laramie area. Cold temperatures will continue to persist, of course, as we move through this weekend.
Okay. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you Monday morning, 2 a.m.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, very good. And now we move from Kyle Warren to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Had some interesting developments that came to light yesterday. It seems Israel sent one of their submarines, one of their guided missile submarines, through the Suez Canal with the permission of Egypt into the Persian Gulf. That being said, it joins probably the Georgia, which we talked about yesterday, is there, and some other forces, because I keep hearing, and we had Colonel Jim on yesterday, saying that they are expecting some sort of retaliation coming from Iran in regards to the one-year anniversary of the taking out of Soleimani.
Which is what I mentioned, you know, anniversaries are very important to the Iranians, so they have a lot of expectations that something may happen. He even put out an interesting tweet the president did yesterday to essentially to Iran, but to any, you know, anybody that is in support of some kind of aggression by Iran. And you know, he was putting out the warning, and then he even said, "You better think again." So apparently there is some kind of intelligence that they're looking at for these operations to be happening.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all, and neither should anybody else. And if something happens, it happens, but it would not surprise me one least little bit. So we'll just keep our eyes and ears open and see. And, of course, it ain't over till it's over, as Yogi says.
Precisely.
All right. Well, very quickly, we'll use this for what we'll talk about after the top of the hour. The president granted a clemency to 29 people, to include his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, who was in town, and I was where he was speaking last week, and Jared Kushner's father, Charles, amongst others, including that police officer, the female police officer, who spent 10 years in prison for doing her job. When she was told to release her dog to go after a prisoner, he took 10 stitches. He got 10 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my hands on a complete list. I see some people. You know, there's a lawyer in there. There's a Border Patrol agent. But I'm trying to see get a complete list here.
Yeah, I don't see them all. But so far, he's granted 49 people amnesty in the last 2 days.
Which is, you know, when you compare it to, and I would invite anybody who may have some objections, I would invite everyone to take a look at those that the Obama administration pardoned and Clinton.
Yep. Here comes the music. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. After the top of the hour news, Kathy's going to give you the phone number and all that good stuff. hope you're having yourself a great holiday weekend, Christmas. I hope you had a good Christmas. Maybe you're still going to have one. Maybe you're waiting on a loved one to show up, whatever. But we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.